This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at the size of that screen. Left field, Dad, huh? It's probably as high as the Queen Monster at Fenway, right?
Yeah. Makes me think of Yes.
Yeah.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Faggot.
The man they call Yes. We love him.
We love him.
Faggot. That song sucked.
Yeah.
Horrible song.
It is. Who invented that song?
I think it was probably Yaz's mom. The Don and Mike
Show. Wow. Oop. Is that Dennis Leary?
From Rescue Me. Yeah,
Rescue Me. All right. Very good.
Oh, hi there, music. Hey, we've gone to like a middle-of-the-road track here.
I really enjoy this.
Didn't know he was in the machine. I'll tell you right now, not a good-looking Monday. There's one word I can't say. I'll tell you right now, Leo Sayer, orgasm. How much
love? Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
No need to cut that out.
Right.
I won't say it again.
Very good. Wonderful.
Light didn't go off. Life appears to be good.
Okay, Spanky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes I just like to call you Spanky.
Go on. What's wrong with that word?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, Darth Vader, we're here.
Come on, this is like talking,
radio guy.
I'm talking to King George again. You know, I think with the climate of what we've been discussing in the last hour, we do have a great idea to call the sex lines with Regis Philbin. I don't know if today is the best day because they're all listening down on K Street right now.
Yeah, perhaps next week.
So we'll move that
perhaps
to Monday.
Perhaps the middle of next week.
We'll move that to Monday, okay?
Perhaps Thursday.
No, I like Monday, Mike.
Monday?
I like Monday.
You think they're going to still be polishing their silverware and listening to us on Monday?
By Monday, Tom Likas will have said a dirty word, and they'll all be looking at him with binoculars.
They'll be paying attention to him.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What is up?
Yeah, it's Radio Guys.
Yes, we are.
How do you do?
I'm doing well. Instead of using the O word,
don't try to help us.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, really, please.
Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
And no offense, if you try to help us, we might end up getting in more trouble.
Right. Yeah, what that would be the equivalent of is, say, that guy, the aforementioned Joe Rogan, gets done doing Fear Factor. Uh-huh. And he has a person walk out of the audience that's in the parking lot of the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas and says, listen, I saw how you were doing that. Can I get up in that car that's suspended from the crane and try something? He said, you really don't want to do that, sir, because if you do, you'll get into the car and you'll be killed. You see, that's what that is. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
So don't say bad words.
Right. Adult Swim.
Let us say the bad words.
Yeah, we're trained professionals.
The words that really aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really seriously.
They're just words.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Buzz Burbank, Don Geronimo. Very good. You know, that's one thing that's been missing from the show. That's the one thing that's been missing from today's show.
What?
Well, a few things. Not as much Nazism as normally on the show. And also, this. Those hams going together.
Yeah. The unbridled experience of, rather enthusiasm of Rob.
Yes, the enthusiasm of Rob Spiewak.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Although he's replaceable, I don't know if you noticed or not. We're doing a hell of a job without him.
Not bad, really.
Replaceable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's going to be the title of our movie, The Replaceables.
Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Oh, my gosh. Is this a delay issue?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I think if you can get Tony Little to be your spokesman and sell it to Shinebox as an exercise.
No, two things wrong with that. Now, I can't lie to the public that much by saying it's an exercise piece of equipment. And second of all, I don't like Tony Little one little bit. I don't like him with his ponytail. I don't like him with that little, that little rocking horse that he advertises on TV.
I think we should stick with Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil would be great, or a celebrity spokesperson, real celebrity. You know, I mean, do you think it's going to be marketed with an infomercial? You can't do that.
Let's be realistic.
This is going to be a print campaign. This will not be a TV campaign.
Realistically, Steve Guttenberg.
Absolutely, Steve Guttenberg. But you use a picture from Cocoon. You use a picture. I'm Steve Guttenberg. Yeah, the picture from Cocoon. I use
the plastic, the jean.
The sleeve.
The sleeve. I'm sorry.
The sleeve.
The sleeve. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Snack Buzz time, anytime. Yes, what, Mr. What? Hello Delay? Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I was talking.
Yeah, and we were waiting.
Okay.
And then when we got done waiting, just like right now, you jumped in. So go ahead, over.
Over. 10-4. No, I'm surprised the lawyers are listening. Isn't today like a Jewish holiday or something?
Oh, dear. Rob will be proud of that.
No, it isn't, and it isn't sundown. No.
What makes a Nazi?
God.
How does he get that way?
Yes. Yes, all lawyers are of the faith. There's the stereotype du jour. Right.
They are. Hello, Don and Mike show. At least ours are.
I wanted to know what everybody enjoyed for lunch today.
What did you enjoy for lunch today? I don't want to answer this.
Slim Fast. What'd you have, Mike?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Did you forget about our...
I literally don't remember.
Forget about our diet challenge yet?
It's not that I've forgotten about it. We've got till Christmas, correct?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. What'd you have for lunch today?
I had a little sandwich, just a small sandwich.
What'd you have? Come on, really. Just get it out.
Well, I was at my joint. I told you I was getting the TVs put in
your joint
today.
Right. So,
thanks. Look around, cafe.
That means it was nothing but healthy.
I had a French dip.
A French dip.
Did you have... Oh, Rob would like this. Did you have a Jew?
Yes. Yeah, but I didn't use a lot of... I didn't use the au jus for the sandwiches. I used a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Singular.
I guess just one.
I used the au jus for the French fries.
Rob, the waiters, if you ever go out to eat with Rob, mm-hmm. a lot of times they come over and they bring him the little dish with the broth.
Au jus.
The broth. Mm-hmm. But actually, he's commenting on people at other tables.
Au jus.
Au jus.
It's very frustrating.
Au jus.
Then they throw him out of the restaurant. No, I ate fatty today. I truly didn't. I'm not proud of it.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, now.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, guys. How about calling it the old Brazilian handshake?
Okay, wrong.
How about we just move on?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, really, seriously, I'm trying to seriously develop a product here that's going to, you know, that's going to pay for my retirement
and change the
Mike,
world.
Which stars look best on HD and which look worst?
Is this TV stars, movie stars, sports stars?
Primarily, I'm looking at this list, which was put out by the high-definition TV community.
Okay.
It appears to be, it's not going to be a good guessing game because there are people from all walks of showbiz.
All right.
The best-looking star on HDTV, according to Buzz, was there a consumer electronics show recently somewhere?
There are two every year, one in the summer in Chicago and one in the winter in Las Vegas.
Well, this would be from Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Best-looking, like top of the list?
Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
Says
that's pretty cool.
They say she had beautiful skins, plush lips, and cat-like
you
eyes.
You said beautiful skin like Borat. Yes, Angelina Jolie with the beautiful skins.
Then Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, she is still so very hot.
Catherine Hagel, that chick from Grey's Anatomy.
Overrated. Rob and I were talking about this the other day. She is overrated. Grey's Anatomy is overrated.
Then you have David Beckham and Eva Longoria.
Okay.
Who are the worst?
Where's Bob Hoskins on there?
The list of stars that look the worst on HDTV.
All right.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, that's...
That's kind of obvious, but
easy,
still.
Yeah. And that's with the makeup.
Right, if you've not seen him in high def. Then they have number three, the worst. And this was according to the people that go to this electronics convention and look at the latest high def stuff that they have out.
Right, the Nerdnecks.
John Travolta is the third worst in high def.
I bet I know why.
Why?
Because it's hairline. It's that fake hair
Mike,
he's got. Yep.
The TV dealers and distributors said high def makes his toupee noticeable.
Ooh, good.
It makes me want to watch John Travolta more on high def.
Number two, Brad Pitt.
Really? What's the reason they give for Brad Pitt?
HD brings out his pockmarked cheeks.
He's got pockmarked cheeks?
Pockmarked cheeks.
I didn't even know that. I thought he was like a pretty boy.
Regular TV doesn't reveal that.
Number one, this is a surprise. Glenn Close.
Oh, that's not fair.
She's
not even on TV anymore.
Oh, yeah, she's on like...
She's on that new show on FX.
Damages on FX.
Do you watch that show? You watch everything on
FX.
Pretty
good show. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that network.
I like the quote about Glenn Close. If you watch her on HD, her chest looks like a strawberry patch.
Oh!
It's so raw.
Oh, God. Ew.
Who doesn't like strawberries?
What, is that like scabby?
No, it's freckles.
You know what? I've noticed with chicks on TV... Mm-hmm. News readers especially.
I'm going to talk about that.
When you watch them do the news, you notice how smooth their face is in high def.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then when they go down by the cleavage, it looks like, Holly Morris is the number one rule breaker there.
She's got the freckle chest?
She might as well have measles, for God's sakes, for all the bumps she's got on her.
I don't mind freckles, though. I don't mind freckles down there.
But when you watch in high def, you see how they troll on the pancake makeup right to the neckline.
And then they stop.
And if they have anything exposed, you know, it looks like Rob's arm.
And it's been very difficult, very tricky to come up with makeup that will work, that will hide imperfections in high def. In fact, you'll never believe this. We've had all this technology to give us high-definition television. They have now come up with what they call skin-smoothing technology that electronically smooths pock marks and wrinkles out of anchors' faces.
Oh, that's cheating. That's totally cheating. I think that's the whole point of high def, so you can see all the flaws. Right. That's what we want to see.
Correct. And here we go. Here's something else I've just been saving all week. Homes and Garden Magazine, in conjunction with People Magazine, did a survey.
Is that House and Garden or Home? Is it Homes and Garden?
Oh, excuse me. Homes and Land, House and Garden, and People Magazine.
Gotcha.
Three magazines got together and asked people the celebrities they would most want to have as next-door neighbors.
Oh, okay. All right.
People in this country are effed up.
Yeah.
Courtney Love?
Well, first off, a lot of the people on the list are dead.
Okay. Well, that makes it quiet.
Let me see. We'll go from number... You want to go from 10 to 1?
Yeah, 10 to 1.
Number 10, people would like Brad Pitt to live next door to them.
Okay, that's dumb. Just dumb. I mean, you want that? I mean, really, why Brad? Because he's famous and he's like the it guy right now.
Number 9 is Pam Anderson. Number 8 is Denzel Washington.
Be cool.
Number 7 is Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, George Clooney. Right. Number 5, Tiger Woods.
Right.
Number 4, John Wayne.
Ah, hello, Duke.
Now,
good
listen.
Morning. I see you taking out
you
your...
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Well, good afternoon, neighbor.
Who wants that guy living next door to him?
Not much difference.
Duke, it's. I just wanted to come over and welcome you to the neighborhood.
I think we could get Junior something that he can ride.
I was wondering if you would be interested in this product Mike and I are marketing. It's called the Sleeve.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Yeah, you see what it is? It's a plastic vagine.
Well, why?
We're going to use it to market for... arthritis and for, you know, pleasure.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
That's fine. We'd love to have you on board, Duke. It's now that you're my next-door neighbor.
What's the question?
Well, just for the tally books, what did you say?
We said that we are going to market a sexual device.
That's not strictly true.
Are you calling us liars?
Don't you think it's about time you told me what put the burr under your saddle about me?
I'm not mad, Duke. I don't know what your problem is.
Duker.
Hey, no, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
Okay. And let me see. John
Wayne. It's legal, Duke.
Number 4.
You're not men.
Number 3 is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The number 2 celebrity people would like to have live next door to them is Elvis.
All right, this list. I mean, they were dropping acid before they put this list together.
Number 1 is Oprah. I love Elvis, though. Yeah. I love the fact that Elvis keeps showing up.
Good morning, the king of rock and roll.
Good morning.
Why would people want to be next to... I don't understand. There's no criteria, though, for it, right?
No, there's not. Please feed me a cherry pie.
Honey, yes, the new neighbors, they just moved in.
Better off dead.
There's a man riding a donkey eating hot dog rolls in the backyard.
Get on your horse.
I don't understand what's going on. Honey, the neighbors are up shooting out flash bulbs in the pool.
And how about this? Have you heard this about the Brady Bunch? You know, just when we thought that there had been every book that had been written about the Brady Bunch.
Revelation. This is hot action, though.
Yeah, this is a good one. Maureen McCormick, who was, you know, Marsha, mm-hmm. hot as balls on that show. And she was on, have you seen her on Celebrity Fit Club?
She looks very good.
She looks Trey affable.
She still manages to look stunning.
She is now claiming that she had lesbian sex with Jan Brady, Eve Plum, when they were on the show.
She picked a plum.
Let me see. The quote is from the excerpt from the book.
Uh-huh.
Most explosive comments will be a quote. Then blonde, blue-eyed cutie. Maureen McCormick developed a crush on Eve Plum, which led to sex play.
Oh, dear.
While Maureen McCormick is not a lesbian, she reveals there were sexual hijinks between herself and Jan Brady going on behind the scenes.
It'll all be coming out in the book entitled Eve's Plum.
God bless them both.
Look forward to that. Yes, well, now maybe this will be another reunion show for the Bradys.
And what they don't tell you is that Alice was watching.
Yeah, watching. She was instigating.
Directing.
Like a prison matron.
Alice with her penis.
Sitting there all friendly-like, and then, okay, all right, it's time. That's a wrap. Come on in the laundry room. Come on, Kranz. It's time for the laundry room.
And B. Davis.
Let's go out and shoot some baskets.
Okay, we got to hit one more break before the news with Buzz. Oh, Mike, girls with all kinds of freckles and bumps and stuff.
Amen.
Holly Morris, the hyperactive poodle.
Do you have the wheel standing by?
We've got the wheel.
Cool. I can't wait.
She's at a Greek festival.
With plenty of entertainment, Greek style.
She's, oh my God, she's dancing with kids. She's dancing with Swedish kids.
Okay.
She's at a kids' festival with clowns.
Uh-huh.
She's at a kids' dinosaur exhibit.
Right.
She's learning how to tap dance.
Oh, I like
she
that.
She plays
one.
The banjo.
Sure hope it lands on tap dancing.
She's at a railroad. The segment is called Holly and the Choo Choo.
Sure.
Then we have her at the golf tournament with Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser.
She gives and gives and gives.
And the one that was on today. Oh, today it was Holly Morris at the Greek festival.
Oh, today was plenty of entertainment Greek style.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man. I'm torn. I don't know whether I want Holly tap dancing or Holly learning how to play the banjo. Was it a chocolate banjo?
She drove there in her van made of ham.
Total van made of ham.
We'll come back and spin the wheel of Holly.
Yay.
We'll be no chance that dirty word's going to be mentioned with her in contact.
That's never mentioned around her.
I guarantee the word orgasm has never been said around Holly Morris.
Yuck. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, Spanky.
You.
Go on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.